Since confirming the location of the Tristan da Luna settlement in October of last year, there's been a lot of activity at the site, including the 2016 UWF Archaeology Summer Field School. Dr. John Worth, UWF archaeologist and principal investigator of the Luna Settlement Project, says they conducted excavations along the edge of the settlement, and the team spent a few additional weeks back in the initially discovered core area.
Well, one of the most intriguing discoveries we made is that we found and confirmed that we do indeed have intact, undisturbed pit features from the Luna Settlement, mid-16th century. And one of those in particular is a large pit that was backfilled with trash, and I mean substantial amounts of trash.
Worth says the pit included quite a bit of food remains, including shellfish, conch, oysters, and scallops. At the bottom of the pit, there's evidence of hunting in the form of an almost intact deer antler.
We've got half a dozen or more iron straps or hoop fragments, which we think are from the barrels that the Spaniards carried all their food and supplies in on the ships. And they may have been breaking them up and using them to reforge nails or maybe even trade goods for the local Native Americans to trade for food.
Tell us more about some of the features or artifacts that you found there, or even the topography, and what you know, what you think you know now, based on what you're seeing and what you're reading in the records about this Luna settlement.
Everything is coming together actually amazingly well in terms of reconciling the historic record, which describes aspects of the settlement and the people and where they lived and kind of how they did daily life on the settlement. The results of our excavation in this core area of the site have confirmed that not only do we have a really super dense distribution of mid-16th century Spanish garbage, debris, broken pottery and nails and any number of different things, but we've actually got intact horizontal deposits, basically floors and surfaces that have smashed vessels, or at least we think we have several areas where maybe some large liquid containers called olive jars would have been broken up and just left as garbage. And we've also got structural evidence. We have definite post molds that represent structures that were built by the Luna settlers, which we have in the accounts as well. We have this large trash pit, which definitely indicates something about the number of people that were there, the amount of garbage they generated, the fact that they buried it, as opposed to just sort of leaving it around on the surface. And so what we're seeing is clear evidence of a two-year span of time in which this particular corner of the site, which we think is the heart of the site, was the residence for a number of Spaniards of different social levels.
For example, in one area containing a dense concentration of artifacts, they also found a balance scale weight made out of a copper alloy and likely used in measuring pay for soldiers. Worth says there's only one person in the expedition, the treasurer, who was in charge of that and therefore would have owned a set.
So the finding of that one scale weight in that particular spot next to a post hole may mean that we have found the house, the residence of the treasurer of the Luna expedition, Alonso Rodriguez, which would be really interesting because we've got lots of documentary accounts by the same guy about exactly what happened during the expedition. And so to dig through his house floor or his warehouse or his, you know, yard and get the artifacts that he handled and that he used, even like, for example, a brass pin that was found in that same unit. A brass pin in that era was essentially the 16th century paperclip. They would use it to hold papers together. And again, that's part of what the treasurer might have been doing in his office. And we're finding traces of those activities. And the documents that I've read in Spain may actually have been written by him in that spot.
And what more do you know about what this settlement would have looked like based on what you read in the records?
Well, the original plan, which they initially tried to implement when they first landed, which would have been in sometime in late August of 1559, that original plan had 140 house lots, which would have had intervening streets. And we know from other documents that it would have been four house lots in a block with streets in between. So based on that number, I'm thinking it would have been a rectangular layout. They would have set up streets 5 by 7 blocks, and they would have started to clear forest and clear undergrowth, maybe some of the palmettos, open areas up so that they could have a plaza in the middle. They would start to build public structures, a warehouse, a church, the governor's house, those kind of public officials' buildings. And they got maybe 5 weeks into the initial setup of that layout when the hurricane hit.
Wirth says they're looking to the archaeology to tell them what actually happened after that. But that brings us to this date, September 19th, 1559, when the hurricane struck just 1 month after Luna sailed into Pensacola Bay with a contingent of 1,500 settlers. The hurricane destroyed the majority of his fleet of well-stocked ships and changed the course of history for this city and beyond.
May have even changed the entire history of the continent by altering what could have been a successful Luna expedition and which would never have led to St. Augustine and never have led to the Southeast becoming dominated by the English. It could have entirely changed American history. We'll never know, but it's a very, very important event and something absolutely worth studying.
And of course, that 1559 hurricane ultimately ruined Luna's career. He died in 1573, essentially in poverty.
Poor Luna. I feel quite a bit of compassion for Tristan da Luna. He did not get his loans forgiven. He did not essentially get any new posts or offices of importance. His career was effectively ruined, and he ended up living in the house of a friend in Mexico City, couldn't even pay for his own burial. His family, his son and his descendants, they did quite well for themselves with their own careers. But Luna, I can't help but imagine that Luna must have died a very discouraged and sad man, because he had started his career with great success, great potential, the reason for which he was chosen. But the Luna expedition must have broken him.
Today, Luna's significant contribution to Pensacola's history is celebrated. And thanks to UWF Archaeology, we're learning more and more about his brief 2 years here. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.